95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Good morning, sir.
How do? I decided to keep that up. I don't know why.
Yeah, why not?
How do?
Who's going to stop you?
It's a cowboy thing, isn't it?
Yeehaw.
How do?
Hell if I know.
Good weekend?
Yes, way too short. 3 days is nice. It's a good start.
It's a good start.
Yourself?
I mean, I could use a 3-day weekend every week.
Hell yeah.
We've been fighting for the 4-day week.
We need to make that happen. It's the American way.
It's not the American way.
Well, it needs to be.
It needs to be. Yes. There is, where is it? Finland?
Yeah.
Sweden? Someplace?
There's a lot of European countries.
Where they have four day work weeks. And it's like, okay, yeah.
They're smart.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Today in the program, we're going to talk about exhibitionists.
Fun.
You like to be seen.
Are there going to be any examples? I kind of hope not, overall.
No.
Oh, good. That's good.
Not here in the studio. No. Selfie injuries.
Selfie injuries.
You got hurt taking your own picture?
Sure. Love fell that. Off a cliff.
It's always hilarious.
Fell off a building.
People are dumb coming up this hour.
That is a fact.
And also this hour's word for you to win $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000, man.
In about 10 minutes here on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Couple from Led Zeppelin. Always happy to play two from Led Zeppelin on a twofer.
About 3 to 4 minutes away from your word to win $2,000 this hour.
Should we sneak him a hint as to what it is? It's a movie studio.
Nope. We should not sneak him a hint.
You must wait.
We can't even tell him that it's a movie studio.
Nope, definitely not a movie studio.
Right. Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa in person?
Nope.
It's in the Louvre.
Yeah, have you been? You've been to the Louvre?
I have been.
What was that like?
Well, I'm not the right guy to talk to about art.
Really? That's surprising.
I don't really have an appreciation for it. They tell you that you should give yourself 2 to 3 days.
To go through the Louvre?
Yes.
No. 2 to 3 hours.
And
that's a lot.
That you plan meals and you have the little headphone things where
right,
they give you a little tour.
Those are always exciting. No, not going to happen.
Each thing. Went there about 3 hours and 15 minutes, including lunch.
That's pretty good.
Just kind of walk through.
Wow, you and I could easily do the Louvre then, because I think that's about as much time. So, I like the occasional museum. I like all the naked lady paintings. I always like to see, look how much the better they were at painting naked ladies. That's about it.
I get how acceptable it was then.
Yeah. Those were the days.
The Mona Lisa, however, is behind bulletproof glass. Like it's
as well it should be.
It's like you walk into an ER room.
Yeah.
An ER, you know, emergency room at a hospital.
And they're keeping an eye on you.
And it's crazy. So this guy who protested by smearing cake on the Mona Lisa.
The glass in front of the Mona Lisa.
I don't fully understand, but here's the story.
I've covered lots of people, like Ralph Nader, getting a pie in the face.
There she is.
Yes, that's your favorite
truth
reporter. Jeannie Most.
Gina Most.
CNN.
Jeannie Most, yeah.
She's the worst.
I've covered lots of people, like Ralph Nader, getting a pie in the face. But when the face of the Mona Lisa gets creamed, that's a different story.
Well, clearly it's a different
story. I mean, really? That's what you're going with? Isn't that the first thing you scribble down and you go, no, I got to do something better than that.
Never go with the first
Come
idea.
Come on. She's not even trying.
No way.
No way.
Well, some guy saw it was like, no way. There's cake on that glass that's in front of that painting.
Take it from two guys who were there in Paris's Louvre Museum.
A lot of people just started gasping and like we heard some oohs and ahs.
And this is the guy who admitted creaming the Mona Lisa.
A man dressed as an old lady.
I'm uncomfortable with the word creaming. If you don't mind.
I suppose it's been a long time since someone creamed the Mona Lisa.
Jump out of his wheelchair.
Faking being handicapped allowed him to get closer to the painting after first pounding on the bulletproof glass that covers the Mona Lisa.
He literally pushed a cake on the glass?
Yeah, just straight up just smashed the cake right up on the glass.
What a dork.
What is that? What's that?
What
are you accomplishing by...
Well, you're not making anybody go, oh, I'm going to think about the climate now and change my opinion.
I don't even think they've mentioned that yet, but it was about climate change.
Yeah. No one's going to go, hey, all it does is hurt the cause.
You know what? I was gonna just throw this plastic cup away.
But now I think of the Mona Lisa.
But I remember the Mona Lisa getting creamed.
Security grabbed the suspect and the cream was quickly wiped away.
Well, you know.
She's obsessed.
Mona Lisa, men have named you.
Celebrated in song, but why? Slapped with cake. Think of the Earth. There are people who are destroying the Earth, he said in French.
Well, so cakes will stop it? I'm just a little confused on the message.
Think of the Earth. That is his message.
If you throw cakes at the Earth.
He's getting people... I mean, honestly, like, what's a guy like that supposed to do to get people's attention?
Well, that's probably not the best idea.
I don't think so either.
But, I mean, what is the ultimate message? Like, if you smear cake on the Earth, it'll heal? I mean, you know, the connection doesn't make any sense at all. I don't see the connection.
I think it's just more cream. Yeah. I think that's what he needs.
The museum says the painting was not damaged.
Of course.
There are plenty of online jokes. The Mona Lisa watching as a guy approaches her with a cake. When they were done cleaning her up, the crowd applauded.
Yay, they cleaned up the glass. Good work.
Yay.
We need to be more careful with our plastics.
Mona Lisa have a pretty smile. I don't know why this guy did that.
But he definitely didn't manage to wipe that smile off her face.
Do you smile to your lover?
Jeannie Mos, CNN, New York.
I almost will give her that one because it's kind of good a little bit.
It isn't because...
because it's her.
Because they smeared the cake on the bottom half of the painting, so they got to her face.
That's true. But she's still kind of like,
go to hell. She needs...
I want to give her something.
No, go to hell.
Fair enough.
So strange ways to protest. Let's take some calls. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, maybe off the mark.
Gonna
get her done.
What have you seen people do and you go, how is that supposed to get your message across? I don't understand that completely.
It's going to have the opposite effect.
You're going to cake the Mona Lisa, and that's going to make us think
about... What was the one you mentioned earlier? You mentioned here in the studio, you said, what was it? It was a good one. It was one that... Oh, the truckers.
The truckers stopping
all
traffic.
The traffic is really just going to piss people off. That's kind of what you're going
to
get done.
Yeah, it's weird what people decide to do, but also... How do you get a voice if you don't have a voice?
Well, you have think to. More about it.
I mean,
there's got to be...
You cake the Mona Lisa. That's what you do. 818-955-KLOS.
You said that wrong. You cream the Mona Lisa.
Correct. Right now, we are talking about strange ways to protest based on the fact that somebody smeared cake on the Mona Lisa.
You got a little cream on the Mona Lisa there. That looks delicious.
Seemed odd. An odd way to get attention. So we're
really
talking...
tie into the whole message of either. It doesn't really make any sense. How does that save the Earth?
I don't have any of the answers.
Cake will save. Let them eat cake.
So we're talking about strange ways to protest.
I work front desk for a hotel in downtown, and this was during, I guess, the first year of the pandemic.
Hmm.
They were trying to figure out how to house the homeless during that time, and some person, a homeless person, impersonated a famous person to look into a room, and that's where the protest. They pretty much took over a hotel room and made it into this whole thing on social media. There were like 20, 30 people outside of the hotel. And they were just protesting on behalf of the homeless to house them there.
I got
to
tell you, that doesn't sound bad.
I mean, sure, that's one way to do it, but we were just so caught off guard by it. We were just like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, of course.
They took over the hotel room. They damaged the linen. They wrote a message on the linen. It became this whole thing.
Oh, I got you.
LAPD got involved. Yeah, they were there for a couple hours. It was interesting.
Who did they impersonate? Who was it, the famous person they pretended to be to get in?
Well, they didn't impersonate someone in particular, but they were like, oh, I'm like a musical artist. I'm here to rent some rooms.
I see what you're saying.
I rent them, and then they went up, and that's when they took over.
Oh, okay.
Room.
All right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's odd. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right. At least it makes more sense than creaming the Mona Lisa, don't you think?
Definitely more sensitive than the Mona Lisa, that's for sure.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello?
Yeah, you know what you got to do to protest?
What?
You got to hug a tree. Bare naked.
See, that does make sense. That actually ties into, you know, to the cause in a weird sort of way. You're so hot for the environment, you got to have some from it.
I don't hate it, but you got to turn around when you hug. You have to hug backwards.
Well, I could do that, but that'd scare off the bears.
That's true. That is true.
I can't handle that. It's too huge.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, dude.
It's Captain Sluggo in the afternoon.
He gave us another winner for him with a Castroid call telephone number on it.
We have the winner from Friday who won with the Castroid the $2,000. And by the way, we should just mention what we mean when we say certain things. Every radio station has contests.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of radio stations are owned by giant corporations where they have radio stations in every city in America.
Yeah, just L.A. That's it.
Right. So you're basically entering a contest against everybody in the country. Here, we own like 4 or 5 radio stations.
Yep, in L.A.
So it's only KLOS listeners and only from Los Angeles where you can win the money. And so the Castroid winner that we have We should make a call. Let's talk like we can't hear him, though.
Oh, you want to screw with the winner?
Yeah, let's
We're going to give this guy money, but we're just going
to
mess with
him. Yeah, we'll just talk to each other.
All right.
While we, like, he can't hear us.
Okay.
Or we can't hear, him.
Okay. Let me dial his number here. Should we give his number on the air so everyone... Oh, hold on.
Hello.
Do you think the guy wants $2,000?
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want $2,000. What are you going to do with it?
Seems...
It's just not... I mean, you know...
Strange.
You could give it to someone. I don't
know. He's not answering.
Yeah. He doesn't want his money.
Maybe we should go with the next guy.
Hello.
No, I mean, this is the one who wanted...
Just give him a few seconds.
Maybe they'll get a hold of him. Maybe he'll say something eventually.
Hmm.
They hung up. He actually hung up. That's funny.
Didn't see that coming. Nope. Call back.
Very rude. Hang up on people who are trying to give you money, lots of money.
Hello.
Wait, anybody would just hang up on someone that's trying to give them money.
Hey, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
If you're calling me, you already know who this is.
I don't.
Actually, we don't.
We just really have a phone don't. Number, but yeah. It is...
This is Scott McLernan.
Okay. Hi, Scott.
It's Kevin and Sligo from KLOS.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're good.
Sorry, I'm over at a college getting ready to umpire a softball game. You guys surprised me. How you doing?
All right. We're great. Would it help you with that softball game if you knew you won $2,000?
Outstanding it would.
Well, good, because you apparently texted the word SoCal, and as it turns out, the Castroid loves that word. So pick your name.
Fantastic.
Yes, $2,000.
So you won $2,000.
That's awesome.
All right. Go easy on the strikes and balls now. Call a lot of people safe.
No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. A guy in the running of the Bulls stopped to take a selfie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Ouch.
We'll talk about that just after 4 o'clock and different injuries that you may have sustained while taking selfies.
No Bulls have ever been running at me when I took a selfie, though.
First, as close as 350 as we can get, we bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Listen to this report, as it is fascinating.
A 62-year-old suspect behind bars accused of attacking a young woman at knife point while she was walking her dog, and that man taking off the victim's book bag, which did have her wallet and her credit cards inside.
Yeah, violent crime putting the usually quiet community on edge, as you can imagine. NBC6's Julie Bagg has been following the story since early this morning. She is live. You had a chance to talk to some of these neighbors, Julie. Obviously, they're worried to hear something like this happening in their backyard.
Sure, you can imagine, Chris. We talked to a lot of women doing the same thing that this young woman was doing on Monday night. They walk their dogs here in this Edgewater neighborhood. They still can't believe what happened here right on these steps.
I see a pause. Is there something you'd like to add there?
Can't imagine.
Oh, you're just high on drugs when you put that in there.
Jaws dropped when Edgewater residents heard somebody attack their neighbor while she was walking her dog Monday night.
Scary.
Araceli Herrera walks her dog Ziggy here multiple times a day.
Oh, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
That's a cute name. What a good dog. Who's a good dog?
There's always people walking the dog, always.
I have two dogs and I walk them like 3 times a day and late at night before the bed, so yeah.
Before the bed.
Before the bed.
To be more careful, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Before 11 o'clock Monday night, detectives say 62-year-old William Carroll attacked a woman with a knife while she stopped on her condo stairs to pick up her dog's droppings.
All right, hold up. She was picking up her dog's
poop.
Crap.
Right.
Doesn't ever happen.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, people leave their dog's poop everywhere. She's actually cleaning up the poop. This guy's got some gall. Let her clean it up. And then steal from her.
They say Carol stole her backpack and wallet, and they found him out of breath a few blocks away.
Because he's like 62, right?
Yes, out of breath a few blocks.
Well, that's about where I'm at, and that's
you
what I would
walk
be.
Walk fast.
Not really.
With the woman's credit cards nearby. They say one key piece of evidence from the staircase helped link him to the crime.
All right, what would that be?
Is it the bag of poop?
What would that be?
Did he accidentally take the bag of poop too?
You mean he stole the whole bag?
Right? And he's like going,
this bag is heavy. Poop.
A brown stain on his shirt matched the poop from the woman's dog.
Woo! The dog taught him a lesson. Jackson.
There was a brown stain of poop on his shirt that matched the dog. And he was arrested.
You dumbass.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Running of the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Pamplona's
Bay. Worked with someone, Nicole, who ran it a couple of times.
Yes.
Actually went over there to do that and try and be gored by an animal.
Yes, which doesn't seem ideal.
Not really, you know. I got enough danger going on in my life. I don't need to ask.
In the last one, somebody held up their phone and tried to pose so mm-hmm. that they could get a selfie,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, against the law, and the authorities are looking for him. But apparently he also was injured.
Wait, it's
but
against
got away. It's against the law to stop in the middle of
the bull
running
run.
Of the bulls.
Oh, yeah, because then you're in the other people's way.
Right.
And you might annoy the bull. Maybe the bull wants anonymity.
Oh, the bulls are annoyed already.
Sure. Yeah.
No there's a lot of discussion about
sure,
that.
Sure, of course.
But selfie accidents around the world are almost hilarious.
Yeah.
They're so bad funny.
It's so ridiculous.
It's incredible. There was an unidentified woman, 52, who fell from the 15th floor balcony
Woo.
Of the Norwegian cruise ship on the way back to Florida.
Oh, splash.
Trying to take a selfie.
Wow. So did he get run over by the bull or by other people? The guy that got injured.
It doesn't say. It just says he was injured and got away so that the authorities couldn't find him.
I mean, I got to say, it's a potential amazing picture if the bull's running up behind you. I mean, it's not worth the damage that's coming your way. Or that it's illegal. But
yeah, I mean, there's all that.
Yeah.
Plus, you could have somebody else in the crowd that's a photographer. They could just take pictures of
there you go.
The bull behind you.
Yeah, running backwards
or whatever.
I don't know
that you need it to be a selfie.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you just like mount a camera on your back somewhere and be just rolling film and
yeah,
then
sure.
grab. So, I mean, there's so many easy ways to do it.
I would think so.
Dumbass.
About a year ago, a woman was standing on a log with friends at a park in Oregon before she suddenly fell, became pinned under the log and drowned.
Well, there you go. It's a great picture.
People really are not paying attention when they're taking selfies. They really just tune everything else out and they try to figure out what's in the frame.
Remember selfie sticks for a little while and how much trouble those caused? I was pretty happy to see them get shut down.
A woman taking and then we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS, either mistakes that you caused by trying to take a selfie.
Or someone you know.
Or somebody you know did, or someone was injured.
Right.
We're not looking for death.
Yeah, we're not necessarily they fell off the Grand Canyon, which happens a lot.
But we are looking for funny.
Yes.
For example, a woman taking a selfie caused about $200,000 worth of damage at an art exhibition in Los Angeles when she leaned over and knocked over the statue that was there.
What is
complete
she, Lucy?
Accident.
That's like something Lucy would do.
Complete accident.
Yeah.
Clearly, she was a fan of
said
the
statue.
Artwork. Right.
Can you imagine the noise when that thing hit the ground? Wow.
last July, a woman in Los Angeles was at a pop-up museum full of sculptures. Oh, that's the one that that knocked him over. Mm-hmm. $200,000 worth of damage.
Woo-wee.
So
there goes David. Oh,
selfies.
Knocked his naughty bits off. So glue those back on.
Selfie damage is what we're looking for. You did damage. Your friend did damage. Something happened that went wrong because you were taking a selfie and you weren't paying attention. Maybe you fell on your face. Hilarious. Falling on your face, always funny. 818-955-KLOS.
Tom Petty. Sorry. Couple from Tom Petty. Couple from Tom Petty. The
you
couple
just said
from
that.
Tom Petty.
95.
And a twofer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about selfie disasters. You can get injured. You can cause somebody else to have a disaster. People walk into stuff. I just love anything. It's hilarious to me when somebody's trying to take a selfie.
Especially when, for some reason, fountains are always, they'd be walking backwards and they fall into the
fountain.
Nothing
better.
No, it's
there's
beautiful.
Nothing better.
I want to see that video.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. I love turning the phone around to take a selfie of myself when people ask me to take pictures of them.
So when anybody says, hey, would you mind taking a picture for me?
Yes, I snap two or three of myself real quick.
I got to tell you, hilarious.
That is awesome.
That's a straight dick move, though.
It's beautiful. Have they ever said, hey, what the hell? This is you.
They still got their pictures.
Oh, so you took one with them and then some with you.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. I like that. That's good.
Gotcha.
That's good.
Yeah, I love that.
Chaos. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
One time, I go to a school, like a high school, and one time I watched this girl
like trying to take a selfie, but she tripped and fell into a sewer gate and she lost her phone like that.
Oh my God, in the sewer. That is not what you want.
No.
Fantastic. Did you cheer?
No, I laughed and ran away.
Laughing and run away is usually the answer.
Yeah, probably the wisest thing to do. Yeah. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Selfie injuries, problems, disasters.
Times you laughed in their face because they got hurt.
And ran away.
Or lost their phone.
We're talking about selfie disasters. KLOS, hello.
So I had gone a few years ago when the iPod Touch barely came out. I had gone to a zoo trip in Mexico.
Right.
And in the middle of the zoo, they had this lift. So I pulled out my iPod Touch to take a selfie. Mm-hmm. And as I'm bringing my phone down, it hits like the rail of like... that steps you into this lift, and so my iPod fell.
Oh, no.
And it was, yeah, so it was, like, you know, brand new. It just came out. Like, my mom had just warned me, too, not to take it out on the lift, and sure enough, for a selfie, it fell.
Oh, my God. You lost it.
Yeah, and I lost it.
How long until you got a replacement?
Well, honestly, my parents didn't even buy me one after that. They were like, you lost it.
Wow, that's rough. Wow. So you said you were at a zoo?
Yeah, so this is a zoo in Mexico, and they have, like, a lift that goes all across the zoo.
Do you think by any chance a gorilla has your iPod now?
It's probably the lion, because it felt there.
You see the lion's just jamming.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's just jamming.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
If it falls into a lion enclosure, probably let it be. 818-955-KLOS.
Selfie disasters. Exhibitionism coming up just after the top of
No, thank you.
At 5 o'clock. Oh, it's not a question.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's an answer. That's coming up at 5. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's 95.5 KLOS. We're talking about selfie disasters. You have one?
It's not necessarily a selfie disaster, but it was taking pictures for people. My cousin and I would take turns asking people if they wanted to take pictures. So we'd always offer, like, hey, can we take the picture for you? And they would be very appreciative. And one of us would be in the background doing something stupid. So we'd get the group together, and then we would pull like an Austin Powers thing where somebody had a water bottle and stand in the back and act like they were pissing.
Oh, my God.
And we wouldn't even take a picture of the people. We'd turn the camera at the last second and take a picture of myself or my cousin in the background. And this is back when, you know, you had the Polaroids or the disposable cameras. So right. They wouldn't know until they developed it.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
So we'd walk like- away like... They'd be all nice to us, like, oh, thank you. And we would, like, hold in the laughter until
sure.
After.
No. And then when they get home, they're like, we will never go back to America. This is what it was like everywhere there.
America sucks. Everybody there sucks.
We were just messing around.
You're the worst.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, dude. That's very funny.
KLOS, hello.
Rude, but very funny.
So I'm on my way back to L.A. from Arizona. I stopped to get fuel. And my wife's like, hey, take a picture. Show me you. I took a picture of myself, and in the background, there was some big old lady in a skirt.
Right.
And bending down, and you could see everything, bro. Oh, bro.
That's a treasure. That's a picture to treasure.
That's
you
right.
know, that's a memento from your trip. Thanks for calling. I'm sure his wife would appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS.
Selfie disasters.
Selfie disasters.
Or you were screwing with people, apparently, is what it's turning into.
We are talking about selfie disasters, selfie injuries. You have one?
Yeah, I was on top of the Statue of Liberty when I tried to snap a selfie, but I got vertigo and slipped and fell like 1,000 feet to my in your mouth.
You actually put some work into that one.
Yeah, that was, yeah, well thought out.
I'm going to say good work.
And good landing, too. It's an amazing landing.
What item would you see most on the freeway?
Ladders.
Ladders, same
lately.
Thing. Same.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Well, have you seen how they tie them? They don't ever put them in the back of the actual bed so that it's like up against the gate. They'll tie them so that they're hanging over the back of the
right,
gate.
Right, but, you,
and
but
poorly.
They seem like they would be easy to tie.
You would think.
Because there's bar after bar after bar that would be easy to tie.
But they just don't seem to know what they're doing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do see just as many as, it is way more than you would think you would see.
So many ladders.
On a freeway.
Yeah.
What happened with a ladder?
Ladder industry is cleaning up. Selling new ladders.
Two men in Louisiana, and man, can you imagine if this happened here? Two men in Louisiana tried to illegally transport their house. They had a mobile home.
Don't see that very often.
And deputies told the owner of the house, Tony Dominguez, that he needed the proper permits to transport his home by truck.
Now, that seems fair. You know, you got to know what you're doing. Got to have someone who knows what they're doing.
And then, you know, you get the wide load.
Sure, yeah.
The wide load sign.
You got the dude in the, you know, out front with this little wide load coming your way.
So 3:30 in the morning, he decides to do it.
We can do it.
Without the permits.
Screw those permits.
The instructions were ignored, and during the move, many mailboxes, road signs, trees, just destroying everything along the way.
So they probably like took out the first one. They're like, oh, and then the second mailbox, oh, and then the tree. And they're like, oh, screw it. The
electricity lines were also brought down, knocking out power to hundreds.
Wow.
And you know what they did?
What?
They abandoned the house.
They just gave up.
They just said, you know what? Can't do it. Peace out.
And they left it on the side of the road or in the middle of the road?
The middle of the road. Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine that happening in Southern California?
On the 101,
the 405, or the 91, anywhere. Abandoning a house. Just, you don't abandon a house.
Just move in there really quick.
You rarely abandon a car.
Hey, I'm squatting in here. This is mine. Yeah, rarely. I have abandoned a car, but yeah. Not in the middle of the road, at least.
But not on the freeway. It's odd that we both have.
Yeah. It says something, I think.
Yes, it does. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about exhibitionism.
Excuse me?
Shall we? Exhibitionism.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Now, we've talked about nudism before, which sex has nothing to do with, I've been told.
Well, it generally doesn't. It shouldn't. Well, I don't know.
It shouldn't, of course, but I can't be a part of that because I can't play by the rules. In this particular case, though, with exhibitionism, it is a turn-on.
Hey, baby, take a look at this.
Right.
Woo! So what do you think about that?
The latest story comes from a heavy metal festival called Death Fest.
Death Fest 2022.
That was in Maryland.
It's Barry Manilow.
Maryland
Lamb
Death
of
Fest.
God.
And the band's name was Autopsy.
Which
is a great band name.
Flyleaf.
And there was a couple in the front, in the pit, in the mosh pit area.
Yeah.
And she was unclothed.
Pretty much.
He was
lying on his back on the ground.
Underneath her.
Uh-huh. Yes. You showed me the video. It's very not G-rated.
No.
It's right in the middle of a... You ever see the movie? You saw the movie... what's that one about porn movies in the 70s?
No, I don't remember.
Anyways, that they were all standing around in the pool while they were going at it, and they were watching.
And that's
basically
sort of
what happened.
Sort of like what was happening here, because nobody really cared, it doesn't seem like.
No, they weren't really into it either.
No.
They were sort of watching.
They didn't love it.
Yeah.
The couple was not in a hurry.
No, they were taking their time.
At all.
Yeah.
And, finally a security guard shows up and, you know, he's like, hey, stop drinking from the furry cup. We've got some people here.
But, you know, the whole crowd isn't like, oh, let them keep going. They're like, yeah, get them out of here.
Yeah, let's stop this. Man.
Can we go back to the music?
Not incredible.
That's cute.
Not incredible. But you know that that's a thing, that people get turned on by other people watching them.
Yes.
And I have a personal story. And then we're going to take your calls, 818-955- KLOS, if you are or have seen or know an exhibitionist.
Yeah, like you've seen something crazy going on. We want to hear about it in the most G-rated, radio-friendly terms possible.
Yes, please. I was in Mexico and at a resort, and the pool was, I don't know, 50 feet from the rooms.
Right, the balconies.
And probably on the 7th, 8th floor on the balcony was a couple going to town.
Ah, Like full on or just having a bit of fun?
Oh, no, full on.
Oh, yeah.
Full on. Full on. It was like he was getting a running start from the door and then making contact right at the railing. And everybody could see.
Right.
And you knew that was the reason.
That was the main focus of the encounter.
They wanted,
the coupling.
They were trying to hide it. They wanted to be seen.
Hey! Hey, everybody, look how good we are at
it. Hey, people, look at us.
They won't hire us from a porno, but maybe you would watch for free.
That's kind of a weird thing to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really the exhibitionist type.
No.
That might surprise you.
No.
But this couple at the concert and then that couple on the balcony.
Right.
that has to be, the turn on has to be other people watching.
Absolutely.
And we're not, and we don't want calls from guys with the jackets, with the old.
I'm laughing. Right. Yeah. Hey.
We're not looking for that. Yeah. But we are looking for you if you and or a partner are into that sort of thing.
Or you've seen a really weird example.
Yes, you've seen that, right? Yeah. And the people not only don't seem to care, but seem to love
That's probably why.
Seem to love
I mean, there's no way these two that were at the middle of the mosh pit on the ground didn't know everybody was watching.
Oh, no, that was the intention. Yeah, that was the intention. And there was no way that people could not watch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just like...
They're sort of in the way.
That dude yodeling in the canyon. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just going to let it happen. Maybe I'll call the security. I don't care.
Call security.
So exhibitionism. You do it because it turns you on, or you know somebody that has done it, or you've seen this in your life.
That sort of thing.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about exhibitionism. It's you're doing it in public, and you're doing it on purpose so that people can watch you.
Do you have a couple more ways of describing some of the activities that folk might be into?
No, you mean at the concert that we were talking about, where the man had the mouth to the south? No, yeah, I don't have any way of saying
that. No other way of saying that?
Nope. No. Cave yodeler? Nope. None of those.
I see. So we're talking
about exhibitionism. You are guilty of that?
I was at the Rudder Room in Channel Islands. Took my wife there for the first time on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these CBs playing volleyball out back at the Rudder Room in the sand.
Right.
And next thing I know, I see these sandy, when we left, we saw these sandy CBs, a girl and a guy. She was on his lap in a VW Bug.
I got to tell you, the whole sand thing hurts. That hurts.
Yeah. It's not like in the movies. And then when the tide comes in, well, I mean, it's more like Airplane. Airplane really kind of nailed it, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
I took her there, which is not a good place for a date.
Right.
But anyhow, we saw that walking out of the place, and we just laughed our asses off all the way home.
That was not the deserved. That was not the desired effect.
Yeah. Oh, I think that that made your date good.
Yeah, that's true.
I would argue that helped.
We loved that date.
Yeah.
Okay,
nice.
That was awesome.
Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, I have been guilty
of being an exhibitionist.
Yeah, in my younger years, sooner than mixed a little bit too much alcohol.
Of course.
And, in Vegas balconies, in Vegas stairwells, in public, name it, I did it.
Now, might I ask if there was somebody else involved, or was this a singular thing?
No, there was somebody else involved.
Okay, good. Right. So you had to talk to somebody else.
I don't know how I got them, how I convinced them to do it.
Right.
It just happened.
Ah, you.
But I'm sure there's security video somewhere.
Look at that technique.
I'm a parent now, and I'm older, so I hope it never comes to light. But wow, I still can't believe it. It was a rush. It was a rush to do it.
What's your first and last name? I'd like to search the internet for it.
No comment.
That's got to be a big part of it, though. A rush and alcohol. Those two things.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
And youth as well.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Yes, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, thank you.
Boogie Nights is the name of the movie.
Everybody's standing around watching him go at it by the pool.
Yes, correct.
Think of it.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It was the early 70s. Mm-hmm. I was at a Rolling Stones concert at Anaheim Stadium. I think it was the Gimme Shelter tour.
Right.
And it was so crowded that people were squeezed together and our feet were leaving the ground. And this girl wanted to get in front of me. And she was absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she didn't care what we were doing, and so I pulled her pants down from behind, and we did it right there in the middle of the crowd. And
she was up for that?
Oh, yeah. She didn't know who was doing what to what part of her. It was just crazy.
Well, you know, the 1970s, a Rolling Stone Gimme Shelter tour totally makes sense. 100% makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That was great fun.
Right of on. Course. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Exhibitionists. We started the hour talking about exhibitionism, which is a couple that was having sex, basically in the middle of the pit.
Mosh pit. Right up front at a show.
At a, the rock show.
On the ground. Everybody's surrounding him going, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a little Taekwondo, as they call it. And they finally got shut down. But we're talking about exhibitionism. KLOS, hello.
I picked up someone from the rudder room, actually. I'm an Uber driver. And they decided that on the way to the their destination, that they were going to have relations in my back seat.
Now, does that gross you out or worry you about the back seat of your car or turn you on?
It completely grossed me out. Okay. I immediately pulled the car over. I asked them to get out. And then Uber gave me a cleaning fee of about $250 to get my car steam cleaned.
Come on. I don't know. That's enough anyway, though. I'm thinking a lot of more than
you
that.
You might need to just burn that car to the ground.
We can help you with that.
I actually have sold that car since then, and I purchased a new one.
Did you put it in the car's history, what went on in that back seat?
No, I actually sold it to the dealer. So there's someone out there with a Toyota Camry completely unsuspecting of knowing what happened in that back seat.
Why so uptight? Just kidding. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Honestly, I've had a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the train of thought isn't about having sex in public.
Right.
It's kind of getting away with it. So it's
getting away with something that you're not supposed to get away with.
That makes sense. I can see that angle, yeah.
I mean, like for example, my wife and I have been married for 18 years. Every year, every anniversary, the hotel has a balcony. I mean, it's not intended for people to watch.
Yes, it is, though.
I mean, it's the hope that you might get away with it. And if you do get caught, there's excitement in it.
Right.
I gotcha. So, yeah. So it's, you're not necessarily aggressively saying, hey, everybody, look here.
Right.
But you're certainly doing it someplace where people could discover you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All I mean, if you lift the skirt, lift the dress, whatever, kind of, you know, slips in, whatever. I mean, everything's good.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, you don't, like, obviously pull down the top and, you know, let the neighborhood look at, you know, the goods.
Right. The goods.
And you've done this every year for how long?
Well, I wouldn't say every year, but we've been doing it for probably about 6 or 7 years.
Hmm.
It's not only just anniversaries. It's just a good time.
I got you.
Yeah, it's grandma's birthday or Thanksgiving, sure. You know, right there on the table.
Christmas morning. Sure.
Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
I've got a present for you to unwrap. KLOS, hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about exhibitionism.
Yes. So my boyfriend is going to be super embarrassed that I called him.
Excellent. Yay! Good. Good.
So we went to the drive-in near his house a couple months ago, actually. It wasn't that long ago. And we saw a couple of Disney cartoons back-to-back. Right. And we were in the back of his truck, and, you know, I had a couple of beers. I was a little frisky, and one thing led to another. And I'm pretty sure the next day, or even that evening, a lot of parents had to explain to their kids what was going on in the truck next to them.
Why? At a Disney thing.
I know. We just happened to be there, and, you know, sometimes, you know, the feeling just gets a hold of you.
Sure. I got you. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
I think that's the perfect place for it, actually. Cartoons at the drive-in.
It's perfect, yes. Yeah. It's a teachable moment. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's all positive stories. And sometimes you can use that.
Yeah,
sometimes
please.
Sometimes the news gets to be so bleak, and you can use some good stories, and that's what it is. It's called Great News with
Keep
Kevin and Mike.
Doing that, please.
It is on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a guy in France who wanted to protest and get people's attention about the environment. So he did what you do. You pretend you're an old lady in a wheelchair, and you sneak a pie into the Louvre, and you smear cake on the Mona Lisa.
Because that's going to highlight the Earth's plight and get everyone to start saving plastic.
I don't fully understand it, but I did enjoy it. We talked about selfie injuries based on a guy in Pamplona, Spain, who slowed down to get a selfie with a bull that was just about to run him through with his horn. So that's fantastic. And exhibitionism based on a couple that had sex at a Maryland death fest during the band Autopsy.
Autopsy!
In the pit!
Barry Manilow!
He was doing the old down south faceplant, and everybody else was watching.
Sex in the pit! Yes. All right, I'm off to have sex in the pit!
Enjoy, see you tomorrow. Peace out. So, I was talking to Bay last night.
Shut up.
Okay.
How dare you?
That is a perfect example of...
Phrases and words
that need to die.
Stuff that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a list myself.
Okay.
Okay, number one. For sure, my brother, my vajayjay.
So I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they will answer with, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
Well, yes and no.
You go, girl.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, yeah. Eat, love, pray. Hate him.
It is what it is. My bad. No worries. Words and phrases that
need to die. Yeah.
Good looking out. Yeah, my wife tells me this all the time. I hate you, Bob.
Bob?
What does Bob mean?
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
Uh-oh, that's the...
Oh, here.
The word is paramount.
Say it again.
The Castroid is here. The word is paramount.
Paramount.
Text that word to 68683. That is paramount to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
First, though.
Never try and take one with the Castroid because I've seen so many people get squished.
It does come pretty quickly. The word this hour is solar. S-O-L-A-R. Solar. Text that word to 68683. That is solar to 68683 for your shot to win 2K today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Calling all exhibitionists. Been taken out by Castroid.
The Castroid is here.
You don't want to have an ambulance roll up on you in that situation.
The word that will win you $2,000 this hour is Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Anaheim. Text that word to 68683. That is Anaheim to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock. Tune in.
That would ruin a selfie for sure.
Yeah, slightly.
The word this hour is scary.
Scary.
S-C-A-R-Y. Scary. Text that word to 68683. That's scary to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! Jimi Hendrix enlisted in the Army on this day in rock in 1961. Ended up becoming a member of the 101st Airborne Division. Gotta Get You Into My Life from the Beatles, released as a single on this day in rock in 1976, 10 years after it appeared on the Revolver album. Do you remember the 16-minute movie Heavy Metal Parking Lot? It was filmed on this day in rock at a Judas Priest show in 1986 in Maryland.